Bridgewater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for that great intro, as always, Wanda. Love having you introduce the show like that.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. And how's Polo doing back there?
He's warming the halls.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We got a great show for everybody today. We're going to talk to my old friend Ivan Meisner. He's got a new book out. We're going to talk about who you're going to let in your room with Ivan Meisner. It's going to be a great show. It's all about value system alignment. I'm really excited to get Ivan back on the show. Thanks so much for setting that up, Wanda.
Sure. That's why I'm here, Jim.
All right. Well, listen, let's get going. We've got some great music. We've got some great people. And we've got some great content for you here today on Freed on Business.
Well, it's all.
Nailed it. I love the Traveling Wilburys. Hey, you know what else I love? I love my friends at Warren Henry. I'm going to see them all this weekend. That's right, all this weekend at Super Car Saturday. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great store in Gainesville. It sells Audis and down in Key West. Well, they've got all the great nameplates down there. What do they have in common? Well, they've all are exceptional cars, but they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Maybe somewhere down the road away. Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
at the end of the line,
the purple haze.
It's all right.
If honesty were suddenly introduced into politics, it would throw everything off.
Jim Freed.
The whole system would collapse.
And Wanda Miles.
And I think deep down the American people know that. The American people like their out front where they can get a good strong whiff of it.
On 880, The Biz.
We're going to the end of the line.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Oh, that's right. It's time for me to talk about what I do for a living. And what do I do for a living? I help people solve their problems in real estate, usually with real estate capital. If you need to close your loan, give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day, close in a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some really complex real estate, or maybe you just need some help with raising some equity. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm helping a number of friends right now close their loans before year end. So if I can help you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, hey, we've been teasing that we're going to have Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI, on the show. He'll be on in the 6:15 window, so stick with us. In the meantime, it's Art Week, Wanda. You've been having some fun. I know you got those credentials. You and Polo going to dress up and go to the art festival?
Well, we've been kind of thinking about it. Thought we'd go see some art folk.
I think it'd be great. I think that you could walk around with Polo. Polo's always dressed
up. He's kind of artsy himself.
Polo is an art dog.
He's an arty kind of dog.
Art dog. And you definitely, you make news whenever you show up. I suggest you do it. And you've got some passes. Talk to Jim. Maybe I'll go with you.
Really?
Yeah. We'll have a great time.
We'll see. It's nice to see people.
Well, it's nice for people to see us.
I'd like to get out.
Well, shoot. You can broadcast live, build your brand, go see some art. It'll be really awesome.
All right
now. Hey, so listen, we've got it's holiday time out here. What do we got going on in the holidays that you've been seeing? You've been tracking some stuff. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, I was checking out Christmas songs, but while we'll hang on to that one for our special guest.
Oh, we've got a special holiday guest that you're lining up, don't we?
Yeah, we'll tell him about that later.
It ain't Santa Claus, is it?
Hanukkah no, Harry? He could be. I don't know.
You never know.
He seems like a multi-hat kind of guy.
He is jovial.
Okay. But I was checking out the people's 25 most intriguing people of 2018, and I like to do this at the year end because it reminds me of everything I've missed out and who I should be looking at.
Oh, you haven't missed out.
Or at least modeling after.
All you got to do is Google, and they're right there in front of you.
Because I'm not so hip.
Well, you are kind of hip, actually.
I am my own hipster.
You make your own hipness.
Are you interested?
I am interested. Tell me some of these really cool people that
Here's
are
a
almost,
list.
Almost as cool as us.
And a little tidbit, too. Number one.
Number one, is this really the bottom or the top?
I don't know. I understand how they do. I think number one, when they list them, they give me the number one. So I think that we're going in that order.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one.
Michelle Obama.
Well, she's always top of the list.
Yeah,
you
because
saw her yesterday, huh?
Within days of publishing or the publication of her memoir, Becoming, it became the best-selling book of the year.
No doubt about that.
Of the year.
Of the year.
One day, babe.
A lady.
That's impressive.
High five.
Becoming.
Someone else.
An author.
Who's next?
Hoda Kotb. Am I saying that right? Hoda. I'm never sure how to say her last name. And Savannah Guthrie.
I think Hoda is Hoda. The way she spells her name. Says her name.
Yes, and she and Savannah took over the
number two spot in the
morning
show after
the Matt Lauer incident, and they've become the bomb.
Are they really? Because I don't really watch.
I don't.
I'm working.
I'm taking my morning walk.
They don't really program for me. I don't think.
Nah. Well. Not really.
Well, who else?
You might find some more.
Tell me some more interesting folks that we're missing out on.
Chip and Joanna Gaines. Now, I don't watch that.
What is that?
They are one of those house. Oh, it's called The Fixer Upper.
Oh.
Last year, they took a break, I guess, and had another kid or something. They had like a billion children. And they fix houses and things. They build things. I've seen
hopefully
the show once.
Hopefully they show you how to build a nursery.
I hope so. But they're back. They are at number three. Number four, Melissa McCarthy.
Huh?
You know Melissa McCarthy? Melissa McCarthy. She did the Sean Spicer, that chick.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah, she's been getting
some terrific
Oscar buzz about
her. She does a great, who's the president's attorney? The guy from New York?
Sean Spicer. No,
she also does the vampire guy, Rudy Giuliani.
Really?
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't know she did that one,
fabulous.
Too.
She's fabulous.
But she's got a serious role in and is becoming Oscar buzzed.
Ooh, buzz, buzz, buzz.
Can You Ever Forgive Me is the name of that movie. So if you want to check
can.
It out.
I'll forgive her.
Number five, Idris Elba.
Who?
Idris Elba. Sexiest man alive. He's being considered. I don't know if they've decided. Is he going to do the James Bond guy? The African. Actually, he's not even African American. He's English American black. What? How does that
a
work?
A black James Bond?
Yeah.
I think it's probably time for that.
Yeah. So now I have a question. Do you call African, you're not African American if you're not, I'm so confused. What are we in other countries? That's another day. Another
well, I think that's something we need somebody else other than me to answer,
so
Wanda.
If someone that is Caucasian comes from Africa that lives in America, are they now an African American?
Well, I know a lot of people that consider themselves South African Americans,
okay.
So I gotta believe that if you're from, let's say, Zimbabwe, which used to be like Rhodesia, was that Rhodesia in the past?
I think it was.
So maybe you can be. I think. Look, I don't think that. I think it's all a real confusing thing. I really
Labels.
Think that. Yeah, I think that people are just people. Purple, green, red, doesn't matter. Until you outed yourself, I don't know that people knew you were African American.
Well,
you're just Wanda Miles.
I just wanted to have that conversation because it confuses me.
Don't be confused.
I'm going to. Number six, Ali Raisman. Raisman? Is she the gymnast?
Oh, this is the one who confronted. This is the one who, yeah. Allie Reisman, this is Reisman, the woman that complained about the, she was the lead plaintiff.
Larry
in
Nassar.
Yeah, the pervert guy.
That guy. Yeah, so kudos for her.
That. High five to her. Sorry she had to go through that. There you go.
Number seven, Meghan Markle. Princess Meghan.
She's like having a problem with the other princess now, isn't
she?
No,
it's just rumors.
Well, I just think they're stirring it up could sell tabloid papers.
I used to watch Suits, and I thought she was very fun.
Okay, well then, good for her.
I've watched her become someone even specialer.
She became someone with marriage.
She's now royal.
Is she going to do acting again? I guess not, right?
No, she's not. I don't think she's allowed
to. Off the silver screen?
I think it's off the list. It's on that things, on the list of things
you can't
do. She
had to give that up to gain the title, I guess.
Yeah, she's got a big acting job to do on her own now.
She has to act a lot, I'm sure.
And number eight, the Parkland teens.
Oh, high five to them. Those kids, they helped Nikki get elected. Nikki should be on that list if they're on
Absolutely.
The list. Absolutely. Nikki. Oh, yeah, Nikki Freed. High five.
All right. Way to go, Florida. We made it in there somehow. Could not make it somehow. Okay, at number nine, Ariana Grande.
Isn't it Grande?
Grande, I don't know. I'm not really.
Ariana Big. Let's just call her Ariana Big.
I think she sings really well, that I've noticed, but the tabloid stuff makes me not so
interested. Isn't this the one that made the guy on Saturday Night Live go crazy?
Was he not before?
Well, I don't
know.
I kind
of figure that Saturday Night Live crowd.
He's like out now and screaming about how people are bullying him because he couldn't keep Ariana Grande as a girlfriend or something.
Well, that's his own. I don't think she made him crazy. I think she brought it out. Well, the crazy was always there, I'm sure. At number 10, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
I love her. I love that show.
She's back after breast cancer treatment, and she's
tough as nails, funny as you know what.
Three rounds of chemo.
She is tough as nails.
She is. And she's funny.
She is very funny as heck.
I love her. And I think that's the key.
H-E double toothpicks.
And at number 11, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, with A Star Is Born. I guess as a couple, they have made the top list.
I'll take a couple there.
Yeah, right there.
A couple works.
Okay, we're going to do a few more.
Okay.
And then leave them hanging.
I think so.
All right.
Maybe we'll do some more later.
Yeah, we might do some more later.
So stick with us.
All right, then. Bradley Cooper. Okay. Number 12, Cardi B.
Who the heck is that?
Cardi B, musician, much like Nicki Minaj. In fact, if you saw them on the same cover, I don't know that you'd know the...
I wouldn't know them if they walked in the room.
Cardi B,
Nicki Minaj. I guess I'm too old.
They're female rappers that are racy as all get out. So.
Oh, well, then maybe I should know them.
That's why they're so famous, because they're kind of scandalous.
Sounds really
Chadwick Boseman at number 13, Black Panther. He is.
Oh, that's the Black Panther?
Yes.
He's not the coolest guy in the world?
He's the superhero of the year, anyway.
I thought he was the coolest guy of the year.
He was. He's very nice. He seemed like a very nice...
Did you meet him?
Nice, level-headed superhero.
I just think you need a good, positive role model for everybody. High five for them putting him out
here. Let's get another one in there.
I'm doing it today, slapping it around.
One of my favorite people, Carrie Underwood. Great singer, great PSA she's putting out there. Kindness.
I think that's great.
It's really good.
Is that the one we play?
And she's... Yeah. She's just about... I think she's... either just had a baby or is about to, but she had some miscarriages and was having a tough time of it.
Let's pray for her.
Big ups for Carrie.
There you go.
She's back. And with a new great country album, I'm sure. She's awesome.
High five to her.
You remember Carrie Underwood also from...
American Idol.
That's it.
She was one of the originals,
right? The originals. I think that's really cool.
I think that is cool. They finally really did. They found one.
Now Kelly Clarkson's pretty good. She was the first one, right?
Yeah, I think she was.
She's pretty good.
I get them mixed up.
And then the guy from Kelly Clarkson that came in second is now doing some really awesome commercials as that Dr. Pepper little man.
Oh, he's the Dr. Pepper guy?
He's that Dr. Pepper guy.
I love the Dr. Pepper ads.
Where do I know that guy from?
I am a total Pepperhead for those ads. I love those ads.
We're going to give him a big up there.
I love those ads.
All right, and this last one, and then we're going to take a little bit of moments and get ready for the big interview.
Dr. Meisner.
Coming up. Hang on for that one. Julia Roberts, Julia, number 15, because she embraced the streaming phenomenon and has starred in Amazon's thriller Homecoming, which I have not had a chance to catch, because it looks kind of like a downer.
I don't like scary downer stuff.
Is it scary, too?
I don't know.
It just looks, it doesn't
I don't like downer stuff. I got to look for something that's got to be an escape. It's got to be positive. Our whole show's about positive energy.
You got to laugh.
Ha, ha, ha.
You need to laugh. It's important.
I like to laugh.
It's
healthy. It makes you feel better.
It does.
Before the show, I had Polo come in here and hug me. That was... actually, one of the better parts of the day. No offense to you, my mom, or Vivian, but Polo came in, sat on my lap, warmed me right up. It was cold in here.
He gives great hugs.
He was.
I tell you what.
Beautiful hug. I did not get a licky kiss, though.
Well, he was a little upset about the breath comment last week.
I'm sorry about that.
So he's been brushing.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, let's go sell some sell some cars, then we'll come back. We'll talk to Dr. Ivan Meisner. We're going to talk about something that he and I have in common, which we both think that you should not deal with anybody unless you have value system alignment. You shouldn't let them in your life. We're going to talk more about that. I hope I didn't give away the punchline, but we talk about that topic all the time. So stick with us. We're going to have the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, been on the show before. Can't wait to have him back. Wanda, take it away.
Not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke. Comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee.
All right. All right. Hey, if you're considering getting somebody a present for Hanukkah, make sure you check out our friends at Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'll be out at Supercar Saturday this week up in their Lamborghini store up in Broward. Make sure to join me there. It's an awesome event. They've also got Warren Henry's got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar down here in South Florida in Gainesville. They have Audi down in Key West. They've got everything. Check out that store in Key West. It's awesome. Well, what do they all have in common? They are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas. Celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson. Not a Jew.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investment, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, if you're looking for real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution? Got those. Need simple execution? Got that too. Maybe you're a foreigner and you need a loan, but you can't get one from the bank. Call me at 305-773-6300. I can help. Want to pull cash out? I can help with that too. Commercial mortgage, high equity, want to pull some money out and put it down on your next investment? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we are back with one of my favorite guests of all time. We're back with Dr. Ivan Meisner. Dr. Meisner is the founder of BNI. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Meisner. Wanda.
Been a while.
Hey, hey, Dr. Meisner, is it okay if we call you Ivan?
Always, please.
All right, great. So listen, I see you've got a new book out, and we're talking about Who's in Your Room, The Secrets of Creating Your Best Life. Tell me a little bit about what that's about, Ivan again.
So look, it's an interesting concept. I love the concept for this book. Imagine that you live your entire life in one room, and that one room has only one door. And that one door is an enter-only door. So that when people come into your room or into your life, they're there forever. Oh. You can never get them out. Now, luckily, it's a metaphor, but I'd like to come back to that. But theoretically, it's a metaphor. If it were true, Jim, would you be more selective about the people that you let into your life?
100%, and I think you're absolutely right about this.
Yeah, and you know what? Everyone I've ever talked to has said, oh, yeah, I'd be a lot more selective. So the question then is, why aren't we? Why aren't we more selective about the people we let into our life, either personally or professionally? And I started thinking about this from a business perspective, but this is also a very personal book as well as a business-related book. Now, I said let's come back to the metaphor thing. Now, I'd love for you and your listeners to think for a moment about somebody, because there are some people who say, no, that's not true. I've gotten these people out of my life. They are out of my life. So here's my question to your listeners. I want them to think for a moment about somebody that was in their life that created chaos, that was caustic, that they really wish they'd never let in their life. And if you would join us, Jim, can you think of someone who you've gotten out of your life, but man, they created chaos while they were in there? Yeah?
Oh, sure. And they never leave.
Yeah, that's my point.
Never.
If you're thinking of them, they're still in your head. And if they're in your head, they're in your life. If they're in your head, they're in your room. And so what we realized, and we interviewed a number of people, including Dr. Daniel Amen, who is a neuroscientist, and he's done a number of PBS specials on brain science. And he was one of the first people to tell us that, you know, people that are in your life, their fingerprints are all over your brain. They have done things that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life. And so the whole concept of the book is that if these people are in fact going to be in our heads or in our life forever, why aren't we more selective about how we deal with people who are coming into our life? And that's the premise of the book.
Well, I think a lot of people, when they go to like a networking circumstance or sort of a grazer, they go and they don't exactly know how to stop or how to focus. And then a lot of times, sometimes those people are thrust into your life. Maybe that person's the boss. You didn't have a way to decide that. But I got to tell you, Ivan, I'm 100% down with you. I made decisions very recently to eliminate people that didn't have what I call value system alignment with me. 100%.
Well, you nailed it with value system alignment, because that's where the book goes, is that you got to get good with your values. If you don't know what your values are, then you're just letting people into your life willy-nilly. And when you say to most people, well, do you have a sense of what your values are? They go, yeah, yeah, I do. And you say, okay, well, list a few for me. They're like,
they don't even know what a value is by definition.
They don't. And so the first thing you got to do is get good with your values, because if you don't understand your values, then you can't take it to the next step. And the next step is what we call the doorman concept. Now, you can call this whatever you want. You can call it your bodyguard, your guardian, your door person, whatever you want. For the book, we call it the doorman. And the doorman is your conscious and subconscious mind that is good with your values. You've thought about your values. You know what they are. And then you use that doorman. You have this conversation with your doorman whenever someone is trying to get into your life, as to whether this is really, truly a good fit or a relationship with you. And by the way, they don't have to have the exact same values. Diversity is a good thing with values. But they can't have values that are completely incongruent. They can't have values that just don't work at all with who you are as a person. Does that
make
sense?
I know that Wanda had a question. Wanda?
Well, I just thought maybe we could explain what values are for people in case if they don't understand what values are.
There you go. Good point.
It's a great point. And so the kinds of things that you should think about, and we have what we call a values starter list in the book. And here are some examples of it: achievement, adventure, authenticity, commitment, courage. These are just some examples of what some people might consider to be their values in life. Here's one that, and part of this is understanding what your deal breakers are, what values you don't want in your life. Here's one deal breaker for me: that once I started thinking about this concept, hit me like a ton of bricks. Drama.
Oh.
I just, it drives me crazy when there are people who come into my life with a ton of drama. Now, Jim, we all have drama. I have drama. You have drama. We all do. But there are some people that it's just slathered all over them. And I realized that that's a deal breaker for me. People who come into my life that are just full of drama are not the kind of people I want around me.
How about anger? Anger's another one.
Anger. Caustic. Yeah. Here's one. You can even create values for your personal relationships. My wife and I have a value system for the other kinds of couples that we want to spend time with.
Yes, of course.
Let me give you an example. We only spend time with other couples now that we understand the doorman principle and who's in your room. We only spend time with couples now who love and respect each other.
Oh, my gosh. And before we go on, I want to send out a shout out to Beth. How's she feeling? How's that going?
She's fantastic. She's in complete remission. As
beautiful.
You may have known, she had breast cancer, and she dealt with it holistically. And
yes.
It's completely in remission. She's doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
I'll let her know you asked. Yeah, she's been on, too. She's an amazing woman. I love her. She's terrific. We've been watching from afar. God bless you guys. I wanted to make sure we got that out there.
She is an amazing woman, and I married up. There's no question.
Yeah, well, I think that all us guys do, at least the ones that will admit it. You know, something else is I think that something I want is courage, because it takes courage to be authentic and to tell the truth.
Yeah, I think those are great examples of values, and those are values that are important to you. Now, courage may not be the most important value to me, but it's not incongruent with me. So that's where I mean that the values don't have to be the same, but they have to be, they can't be incongruent. And so I love courage. It's not necessarily a value I have, but I respect that in others. And so what you want to do is find values that are congruent with your values as your doorman screens people who come into your life.
Now, I would say that you do have courage because you were able to stand there with your wife while she chose an alternative method of treatment, and you were, I'm sure, very supportive of that. That takes courage.
Yeah, fair enough. I received that. I
Good.
Accept that.
Good.
I had never really thought of that in terms of one of my values.
I'm telling you.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you. So listen now, let's say that Norman Negativity is walking up. You've seen this person, could be Nancy Negativity, walking up at the event that you go to on a regular basis. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, you definitely don't want to let those people into your room. And when they are into your room, when they've gotten in somehow, particularly those people that, you know, before you understood this concept, it was kind of a revolving door. There's a couple of techniques that you can use to deal with people that are basically already in there. One is benign neglect, and we talk about this at length in the book. Benign neglect. Now, benign neglect is actually an amazing thing that happens even when you don't want it to happen. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
There are friends that I had in high school and in college who I really liked. I had a great relationship with them. But because I didn't stay in touch with them over time, that relationship faded away. So benign neglect works even if you don't want it to. Imagine benign neglect with a plan.
Wow.
If you have a plan to gradually fade away from an individual, that actually works very effectively, and you do that through the second technique, homeopathic doses. Now, a good friend of ours, Ariel Ford, who's an expert in the self-help field.
Wanda knows. Wanda's nodding. Wanda's nodding. She knows.
Yeah, she knows. Okay. So homeopathic doses, that's where you just do the minimal necessary connection with someone, so you don't burn bridges. I'm not a believer in burning bridges. There's
right.
no reason to do that. But sometimes, you know, people just aren't good for you, and so you want to pull away gradually.
What a great
here's
lesson.
A great
That's a great lesson.
Here's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Here's one good example of many. Let's say you're going into town where somebody lives that you really are trying to pull away from, but you don't want to burn bridges. instead of calling them a month in advance and letting them know you're coming in, you call them the night before, or them the night before.
Oh, my gosh.
And you say, hey, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm free around 12:30. I've got 30 minutes before I go to my next meeting.
Such a dirty dog, Ivan. Oh, that's such a trick. Oh, I'm writing that down. It's worth buying the book just to get the trick. Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous. Oh, Wanda's writing that one down. So listen, Ivan, we've only got like a couple seconds left in this segment. Can I lean on you and ask you to stick with us around the half hour? Can you do one more segment with us, please?
I would love to, my friend.
Awesome. Great. That's Wanda. Well, you know who that is at this point. Okay, Wanda, let's go to break real fast, and we're going to come back. This is great stuff. I love this. And Ivan, thank you for sticking with us one more segment. This is just tremendous. We'll play some good music, I promise. So, Wanda, there you go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Oh, Wanda, now you're getting into the spirit. Now you're getting into the spirit. Hey, but there's no Grinches when you go to Warren Henry. I'll be out there at the Warren Henry Lamborghini store, Broward out, off of 75 and Griffin Road tomorrow between 11 and 1. It's an awesome event. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they've got that great Audi store that I saw when I was up there in Gainesville. And I can't wait to go visit their store down in Key West that carries all the different name brands. Well, what do they have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and of course a personal assistant that you can call for anything anytime. For 4 years, my mom just loves to drive that person crazy. You know, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Too sexy for my shirt.
And Wanda Miles.
So sexy it hurts.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, and if you're looking to do a real estate deal and need some real estate capital and are looking for somebody that's got value system alignment with you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. What do I mean when I say that? I mean that when you give me a call, I make it all about you. Maybe you need some financing and you've got some bad credit, didn't think you could get it done. Maybe you've been working with the bank and the bank is just driving you crazy and they finally say no. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person can make the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Or if you're a foreigner and you need some help, we'll do those loans too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One cash out, I can help you pull cash out too. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with renowned author, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He also happens to be the founder of BNI, the world's largest networking organization. It's an awesome thing to be a part of, and wow, it's just amazing that I'm talking to the guy that started it. But Ivan, let's talk about your new book, Who's in the Room? The Secret of Creating Your Best Life. I guess that really it's almost like people don't realize they can choose who they let into their lives, and that's sort of what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think people may intellectually understand that they can choose, they just don't actually do it. They just and sometimes they let people into their lives or into their room who they think might be bringing some kind of success with them that will help them, and they don't line that up with the individual's values to see how they fit with the way they want to do business. And I mean, for example, we'll take on clients that are just horrible to deal with just because there's money involved. And oftentimes in the long run that never works. It rarely works.
Oh, listen, I had a client once that had I'm in real estate. The client had a piece of property to market it all across the universe. They took it off the market. And then they said, Jim, let's work together. I said, okay, fine. Let's talk about the 75 people in the world that could do this deal with you. That's only half the world down here, but let's talk about them. And we went through each one and we talked about what we knew about them and what we knew about the different people. And we went from 75 to 20 to 10 to 5. We picked two. One of those two people we're doing the deal with. It's not rocket science, but you've really got to apply the science. You've got to realize that, yes, you are going to live with somebody for a long time, and you have to be able to get along with them. Good deal, bad partner, bad deal.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. I wish I'd have heard that before. I'd have put that in the book. That's a great phrase.
Well, we could do one together.
Anytime.
Okay, well, Wanda, write that down. We're calling Ivan back.
Check.
Okay. So, yeah, that's, you know, I've got a lot of good bromides, but that one nails it, Ivan.
It does. It absolutely does. Now, when you've been more selective about who you let into your room, then the big question is, how do you live in that room that you create?
Oh, yeah. How do I keep them penciled into their dorm room?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things that you can do to create the, once you have the kind of people that you're looking for in your life, there are a number of things that you can do to create that kind of life that you want to live. And we talk about this in the sense of, we start with the whole issue of balance, because a lot of people think, I need to have a better life of balance. My life is completely out of balance. I'm sure you've heard a lot.
Yeah, work-life balance, people make money, yeah. That's their column. But really, right. Really what you're doing is you're trying to do what, Ivan?
Well, so what we talk about is what we call the secret to balance. So
right.
You want to hear the secret to balance?
Well, then they won't be secrets anymore.
And it won't be a secret. Here it is.
Okay.
Forget about balance. You'll never have it. Balance is almost impossible.
It's true.
What we look at balance like Lady Justice in the scales, the scales of justice, and that our life must be completely in balance. And everything, our personal life, our professional life, our spirituality, our health, it's all got to be perfectly in balance. And life is just way messier than that, especially if you're in business. So what we talk about instead of balance is harmony.
Oh.
Now, this is more than semantics.
I love it. Sorry.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, Wanda, you take it over, Wanda. Come on there.
I'm glad because it's more than semantics, because even the graphic, even the logo for harmony, if you separate it, the yin and the yang,
sure,
is out of balance,
sure,
if you separate it. But harmony comes by putting it all together in just the right way. And so what we try to do in the book is talk about how do you create a life of harmony rather than trying to focus on balance. So would you like to hear two or three of our techniques for creating a life of harmony?
Yes.
Here's the first one. It's probably one of the more important ones. It's three simple words that are crazy hard to do, but when you do it, you start to create a life of harmony. Here are the words. Be here now.
High five. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Wherever you are, be there. So if you're at home, don't be thinking about that work project.
Right.
That is on your desk to do. When you're at work, don't be thinking about the fact that you didn't spend time with the family last night. Wherever you are, as much as possible, be fully present to that moment. That's one of the best ways to start creating a life of harmony.
Tremendous.
Here's another one. Practice letting go and holding on. Contrary to popular belief, you can't have it all. I don't care what people say. If they tell you you can have it all, they're lying to you. You cannot have it all. You have to make choices.
Right.
And so you have to know what choices to make to let go. And you have to know what choices, and this is where your values come in again, what choices, what things are important for you to hold on. And you hold on to those dearly, and you let go. You happily let go of those things that don't fit your values.
OMG, right? How perfect. That is just right on. And believe me, I fired many a person and many an event and many a thing, more so even more now. The most important thing is being able to fire them. What's number three, Ivan?
Here's number three. Live in your flame, not in your wax. When you're in your flame, you're on fire. You're excited. You love what you're doing. You can hear it in someone's voice. You can see it in the way they behave. when you're living in your wax, it's just taking all your energy away. You can hear it in someone's voice, and you can see it in the way they behave.
Oh, that is terrific. You know, we had that conversation, Wanda and I, about a month ago when I had a bad day on the radio show, and she just said, Jim, you got to come in here, and you got to remember why you do this. You do this because you have fun and enjoy it, and that's why people want to listen. And so there you go. I got out of the wax and back into the flame. Thank you, Wanda.
I like the flame.
You're hot, Wanda. You're hot.
All right.
You're hot. Okay.
Focus.
Okay, I'm focusing on the moment now. So, Ivan, we've got like 5 minutes left. So now we're sort of towards the back of the book. Give me some of the closing topics that bring the whole concept together.
Well, it's, you know, some of these things about living in harmony versus living in balance. So here are a few other things that you can consider. One is you really have to get creative about the way you manage your time. And here's an example, and I talk about this in the book. When I wrote my first major book, I wrote almost all of it from about 11 p.m. till 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, and I would do it once a week.
Wow.
So I would work all day. I'd come home. And by the way, in terms of being here now, I was always home whenever I wasn't traveling. I was home by 6, 6:30. I had dinner with the family every night. That was one of my values, was to spend time with the family at dinner. So we'd have dinner. I'd hang out with the family. I'd put the kids to bed. My wife and I would put the kids to bed. I would put the wife to bed. And then I started writing around 11 o'clock at night. So that when I finished the book, my eldest daughter, when I had the book and I showed it to her, she was like, "You wrote a book? When did you write a book? I didn't know you were writing a book."
That's terrific.
And I was actually proud of that because it didn't take time away from the family to do that book. So get creative with your time.
Wow. That's
Here's another
great.
One. You got to enforce boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, 100%. In fact, the boundary that you set, you already talked about it in the last one, is that you had to be home to be with the kids.
Yeah, that was a boundary for me. And weekends were a boundary for me. Unless there was, travel where I had to go someplace and I was gone away, weekends were a boundary. I was always home on weekends, and I almost never took weekend projects or business meetings because that was family time, and that was a boundary, a pretty darn firm boundary for me.
This is terrific. Hey, the name of the book again is Who's in Your Room? The Secret of Creating Your Best Life. Lots of great tips. One more tip before we got to go.
You got to create margins in life. Life for people in this day and age is crazy busy. People will take up every spare moment in your life if you let them, so it's important to create a life that has margins. Build free time. That may be family time, personal time. My wife and I, every day we're together, we have 1 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful.
And we get up in the tower in our house, and we look out over our property, and we have a great glass of red wine. That's one of our margins almost every single day of our life.
Fantastic.
That is beautiful.
One more question, Ivan. I just wonder if you have a philosophy about cell phones or some sort of cell phone rule.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So when our kids were young, no mobile phones at the dinner table ever, because it was absolutely a distraction. You know, now that it's just my wife and I, we're pretty good about setting those doggone phones aside, so we don't have them with us all the time. But when the kids were young, in particular, no cell phones at the dinner table ever. That was one of our family rules.
Well, listen, Ivan, this has been great. I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show, and I hope that it's not a long time before we get you back. This has been terrific. Again, my best blessings and compliments to Beth on her fabulous approach and even better result.
Thank you so much. Who's in Your Room hit number one in self-help on Amazon a couple of weeks ago. You can get it up on Amazon or any bookstore.
Great.
Well, there's a reason why they're bestsellers, Ivan, and thank goodness you're not having to retire at 11 to write those novels anymore. You got another one coming out, I'm hoping, in the next couple of years, but I'm hoping it's not 24 months before we get you back on the show.
Anytime you want, my friend. Thanks.
All right, Wanda. Look for Wanda's call. That was Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI, but beyond that, guru of self-help and making your life better. That guy is on our speed dial, Wanda.
Indeed.
All right. We've got more good stuff coming, so one more segment with Jim and Wanda here on Freed on Business. That guy is tremendous, Wanda. High five on the book and on that one.
Always a good
listen. He's always good to have on, and I'm so glad we got the ability to say well done to him and his wife. His wife really did fight cancer in a rather public way, and it was a beautiful thing when she was able to come through.
And holistically, that's awesome.
Holistically, yeah, that's the whole thing. Well, their whole thing is about that. They're beautiful, loving people. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they've got that great store that sells Audis out in Gaines. I had a great time up there. It's a beautiful store. They've also got an awesome place down in Key West where they sell all their nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Make sure to join me this Saturday from 11 to 1 out at the Broward Lamborghini store out at Griffin Road and I-75. It's Supercar Saturday. I'm looking for all my friends out there. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? Well, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, lovely, adoring woman that drives me wild, Vivian Freed. I love her so much. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
What's your name?
Jim Freed.
He's the coolest. You don't even know.
And Wanda Miles.
I drove a taxi for like a year, and I didn't pick people up or anything. I just really needed a car.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, it's the year end. Maybe you need some real estate capital. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to tee it up for January? I can help you with that too. 305-773-6300. I'm not going out of town. I'm here to help. So if you need to close your deal in January or even December, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wanda, I just love that Ivan Meisner guy. He's just tremendous.
He is a great guy.
We have such great people that come on the show. We've got Ivan. We've got Bruce. We've got you all the time. It's just really a great group of people. Tom Handler that comes on. We've got great, great guests.
Great, and they're all very knowledgeable and uplifting.
And we have value system alignment with them.
Exactly.
Now, hey, you had that list about all the cool people that I don't know anything about.
2018.
Keep making fun of me with all of the people that I know nothing about because I'm so one-dimensional.
This is why I visited, because it gets us all up to date in, like, you know, an hour at least.
Well, in our case, a half hour, but let's roll.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. So next at 15, this again is people's 25 most intriguing people of 2018. We are at 16, and it would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
RBG, no doubt about it. Holding the line
yep.
for everybody in the world.
And it's celebrated in two movies this year, the documentary RBG and upcoming On the Basis of Sex. Haven't heard about this one, and I'm very interested.
I don't even know where to go with that with an 80-something-year-old lady.
We'll go to number 17.
That's a good idea.
Constance Wu.
Huh?
She's the perfect modern Cinderella in Crazy Rich Asians. I have not seen that one yet.
I heard it flopped in Asia.
Okay. I don't know.
I do. It was in the journal today.
Do they steal things so they don't want things that are... There's something in that.
I'm really not even going to go near there.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't know. I don't know.
That's a trade war thing that I don't really know about.
I don't want a trade war.
I hear things.
I want everybody to be happy.
At 18, Jamie Lee Curtis, because she returned to Halloween again 40 years later.
Took a lot of guts to do that.
And she opened up about her 10-year opioid addiction, too. I did not know about that one.
It hits everybody.
Her father was Tony, and her mother was Janet? Janet Lee? She was in the shower scene in Psycho.
Okay.
Is that Janet Lee?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty sure.
I confuse her
pretty
parents.
Pretty sure.
At number 19, Jada Pinkett Smith, because she's been doing all kinds of dropping bombs on her personal life on her new Facebook show. Apparently, they're Facebook shows. Who knew?
We try to do one, sort of,
but
not
now
really.
We'll have to.
We'll do a radio show that's
we'll
also on Facebook.
We'll have to try and do a Facebook show.
We can do that.
Okay.
I can do anything.
Her show is called Red Table Talk, and I don't know what it's all about, but I assume they sit around the table and talk.
And it's probably red, too.
It might be. Number 20, Serena Williams, because she almost died while suffering serious blood clots while giving birth.
I didn't know that.
And then spent the year fighting sexism in tennis.
Well, that I do.
It's been a war for Selena.
Serena. No, that's somebody else. She died.
Oh, I was thinking of Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah.
But never mind.
That's okay.
It's the character.
She was earlier.
Yeah. Number 21, Busy Phillips.
Huh?
Yeah. She wrote a best-selling memoir and launched her e-talk show, Busy Tonight. Busy Phillips was on the TV show with Courtney Cox that didn't last a whole heck of a long time, but it was quite funny. It was called,
Yeah, you remember too.
I
don't know any of these people. Am I really that out of touch? How about some sports people?
Maybe all you need to do is just pick up a People.
I guess this is all about People magazine to make me read it for next year.
Busy Phillips, number 22, John Krasinski. Now, you know John Krasinski from his days in The Office, but now he has directed a horror hit, A Quiet Place, which looks really scary.
I have no idea who this person is.
You know him when you see him. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. He's doing the
Jack Ryan. Oh, that guy. The guy that plays Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know who it is.
But he's the new Jack Ryan. There's been a bunch of Jack Ryans.
No, but the Jack Ryan that's on Amazon, I actually liked that, although it ended really not that great. But
really?
It was a great thing to watch, and then it kind of fell flat at the end.
I like him doing comedies myself, but he's a good actor, so he can do what he wants.
He was terrific.
All right.
He was good. He was sort of comedic even in the thing, sort
really?
Of like, yeah, deadpan-y.
Yeah, that's his
deadpan.
Humor, for sure.
Deadpan.
Number 23, Meghan McCain.
Another person I don't know.
She went big at the funeral for her father, John McCain, as she delivered a very powerful eulogy.
Now I know who it is.
And she didn't shy away from criticizing the president.
Well, you know.
So there we go with Meghan McCain at number 23. Again, the list of the 25 most intriguing
people
of 2018.
Give them to me.
I'm not sure you're going to know who this is, but Shawn Mendes.
And the next?
Shawn Mendes is a singer of sorts. I think I've heard his song. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you the name of his song, but I know I've heard it on the radio.
Okay.
Okay. And at number, let's see, Shawn Mendes, 20. Yeah, okay, I'm right. 25, Jennifer Garner, because she's such a fun social media star.
I'm like, oh, for 25 here.
You know Jennifer Garner.
No, I don't.
She's married to Ben Affleck. I think they're still working things out.
I think I know who Ben Affleck is.
She was like a super.
No idea.
She was in a TV show a long
time
ago.
I'm going to try to get better at this for next time.
Jennifer, look her up. She's a good one to know.
Right.
Jennifer Garner. She's a sweetheart.
All right. Well, listen, we got our next show. We're going to probably do it live. Is it the next week that I'm doing it live?
Next Thursday. But I know we're going to talk about music a lot of the show, which I'm very excited about.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a great show coming up next week. I want to thank everybody.
Great,
I want to thank, of course, Wanda for getting us Dr. Ivan Meisner. I want to give a shout out to all of our first responders that I know are listening out there. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Real Connects, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps on cranking. Robert Pitts will have this great show posted probably by tomorrow morning. If you missed the show, like I said, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Why, Wanda? Because I just love doing this.
He does.
I do love doing this. Remember, this: the person that wants to do something finds a way, like Ivan Meisner. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, crank up the music. I love this guy.
Everybody, hold on.
Woo!
And we come to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
We are free at last.
On 880, The Biz. Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.